You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. SUNY ESF biology students are researching this year's most compelling breakthroughs in evolutionary research, such as fossil finds, species endangerment, and chemical resistance. Environmental forest and biology professor Rebecca Rundell says that almost 200 students have made posters revolving around Charles Darwin's theory of evolution.
There's some about the evolution of tortoises. There's some about the evolution of chemical defenses in insects. All sorts of just very varied sorts of things. One of them that was great was about these new sea otter fossils and the implications of the sea otter fossils in terms of our understanding of the evolution of sea otters.
For her project, sophomore Emma Kubinski and group member Eva Hannon looked at the effects of beekeeping on the evolution and natural selection of bees. Kubinski says it's sometimes beneficial to bring bees to new places, but some practices can harm the overall health of beehives.
The artificial selection of breeding doesn't allow for natural selection to happen, so you're not having local adaptations. There's a lot of parasites and diseases that hives deal with. If natural selection was allowed to happen naturally, then you would be able to maybe build up some resistance to those parasites or diseases.
Kubinski says it's an important time to make decisions that support the environment. She adds, in today's political climate, it's as if there's a war on science.
It's frustrating because there's been thousands of people who have worked on certain studies to prove certain things, and then one statement that's completely just discounts that all is so powerful coming from a certain person.
Despite these ideas, Kupinski says students and faculty are optimistic and working harder than ever to raise awareness about science and the environment. The Darwin Day research exhibit will be on display for the next 2 weeks in SUNY ESF's Moon Library Reading Room. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.